Okay, the fifth aliyah of Parshas Bamidbar involves numbers, as does much of the Parsha, and the Sefer is named. And the counting here is a direct commandment from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to count Bnei Levi, to count the sons of Levi. And here, it's noteworthy that it doesn't seem that the Machsa Shekel is involved, at least the simple interpretation of what's going on here. And the Sefer Midei Shabbos, he pays attention to that specifically, and that's very surprising in light of the fact that we have found, both based on sources in Chumash and in Navi, that there is usually an insistence on that, that the Machsa Shekel is required, both as a kapara, because the act of counting involves risks and a possible plague, and that counting itself is considered to be a dangerous problem, and therefore it should happen through some kind of a intermediary device. Heads shouldn't be counted directly. And it's not an answer to say that here we're dealing with only a part of Klal Yisrael, it's not the entire Jewish people, because we know from some of the examples that this prohibition applies even when dealing with only a part of the Jewish people. So in this discussion in the Sefer Midei Shabbos, so he suggests that really there's two dinim in the issue of counting. One is that there is a sakana that comes with knowing the count of the Jewish people, and that's what the Machsa Shekel comes to cover for, comes to be mechaper for. And that specifically, that applies when we're dealing with all of Klal Yisrael. And then there is an issue that refers to the act of counting. And that indeed applies even when dealing with a portion of Klal Yisrael. But in this case, so that's covered as well, because here, apparently, it was done specifically by HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. This is something that Rashi refers to, because exactly. So we find here that the language in Pasuk Tazayin of Al Pi Hashem, that Rashi tells us, Amar Moshe Afnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Heichani Nichlas Lotzocho Aleihem Ladas Minyan Yonkeihem. So how do I enter into their tents to know exactly how many babies there are? So Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Asei Atah Sholcha, Mani Asei Shili, you do your part, I'll do my part. So Moshe goes and he stands by the door, and the Shechina goes ahead of him. So apparently, this addresses a number of things, and among them, it also deals with this problem that since the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing it directly, so that solves the issue of there being a problem with the act of counting in this case. And for this specific situation, both of the elements of the problems normally associated with counting are addressed, and that perhaps answers that question. It's noteworthy.
The babies. He's still counting everyone else.
So apparently this addresses the whole situation. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in all of the counting. This is a difficult topic because we see that not all the Sfarim are assuming this way, but if this is indeed the case, then perhaps that could address both problems. The fact that the babies are counted at all is noteworthy here. So the fact that Torah tells us here in the language Mi Ben Chodesh from Mala, and Rav Shamshon Fal Hirsch discusses this at length, and he notes that the fact that we're counting from a month here instead of from adulthood is because this is a reference not to the specific tafkidim of the Levium, but it's a reference to the general service of the Levium, which is to bring the awareness of the function of the Mishkan in all of its details. And therefore, it starts with their own general awareness of their surroundings. And the Sefer Time of Dekra, which is Reb Chaim Kanievsky, he notes that it must be that it goes in the other direction also, that this is an unusual set of parameters for counting, because it must have gone also beyond the age of 60, because at the end of the Aliyah, as we'll note in a few minutes, that we find that Aaron is specifically excluded from the count, the Gemara tells us in Masachas Bakaros. But he would have been excluded anyway because he's 83 at this point, and he's over the age of 60. So apparently, even those who were beyond the age of 60 were also counted. So that shows that in both directions, this broke the usual parameters of counting. Others have answers to that as well, but this is an observation that the Talmud Dekra offers. To skip ahead here in Pasuk Lamed Ches, we find a reference to the concept of Shomru Mishmeres HaKodesh, which brings up the topic of the notion of Shmiras HaMikdash, which is a theme that we find throughout Parshas Bamidbar and elsewhere in the Torah as well, in Parshas Korach. And just to say a few words about this concept that the Rambam discusses in the 8th parak of Hilchos Beis HaBechira and in Sefer HaMitzvos in Chav Beis. So there he notes, this is something that applies even when there is no fear of anyone coming into the Mishkan and to the Beis HaMikdash, because this is something that's not done only for actual protection, but is done as an act of kavod, similar to what we find in other palaces, like you find by Buckingham Palace. The guards that stand there are not there specifically to protect against invaders, but this is an act of honor, the whole concept of an honor guard. So this is a part of the setup. But it also does seem that it's there for the act of keeping people from going in who shouldn't be there. But there are details that support this idea that it is specifically for honor. For example, the fact that they have guards at the corners also, and not just at the gates. But there are also details that go in the other direction, that sounds like from the Rambam, that it only applies at night when the doors are locked, and not during the day, although Rashi's language sounds like maybe it does apply during the day. So that's a little bit of a question, and perhaps a difference among the Rishonim. Rav Asher Weiss has a discussion about this in his Sefer on Chumash, where he suggests that maybe there are two dinim in Shmiras HaMikdash, and maybe the second one is actually added after the rebellion of Korach in order to strengthen the power of the Kohanim and the Levim in order to fend off any further rebellion against their authority. According to many of the Rishonim, children can also do this, and the Mishnah Melech asks why. If it's a mitzvah, so normally that's not something that children are able to accomplish. So it seems that this is a din in the Mishkan, or the Mikdash, not in the person doing it, not that it's a Maisa Mitzvah that should be limited to adults. And the Avnei Nezer has a tshuva about this, where he compares it to eating kachim, which is a din in the object rather than a din in the person, although he discusses whether it's really comparable or not. The Avnei Nezer suggests that even if it doesn't require halachic adulthood, perhaps it does require that the individual doing it should be old enough to know what he's actually doing, and that even if it is for honor, but still the nature of the job is that the person doing it should actually be protecting it, so therefore there at least that awareness should be there. But that being the case, still the Mechas Chinuch suggests that even somebody who's a Cheresh or a Shota may also be effective, so it seems like he doesn't necessarily take it as the case that it requires actual protection. The Avnei Nezer raises the question of whether perhaps the halacha should even apply nowadays when the Beis HaMikdash isn't physically there. And this may depend on the question of whether it's about actually protecting anything and the kelim aren't there. But maybe the idea is that the place should still be protected from strangers. So that's a discussion that's still open for analysis, and Rav Asher Weiss talks about this as well in his Sefer. So in the last pasuk in the Aliyah, we'll just note that here's where you find the dots on Aaron, and this idea of these dots, the Gemara Maseches Bechoros on Daf Dalid that we noted earlier, tells us that this is in order to convey to us that Aaron was not included in this count of the Levim. And Rav Hirsch notes that this is to make the point that his exclusion from the count is because he was separate from this whole process to begin with, that the idea that the Levim are coming to replace the firstborn, the Bechorim, who were switched out after the Chet HaEgel, so Aaron's role is not connected to that. And he was given his job before the Chet HaEgel, and therefore this count, which is specific to their new Tafkid, is something that is addressed in this Aliyah, and therefore Aaron's specific tafkid within the Jewish people is completely separate from that, and that's what these dots represent, and that's how the Gemara understands it.